good to be with you. And it's hard to believe that Matt is 38. I still think of him as early 30s, and he's always been like that. Even on Monday night when I saw him last, Tuesday night before the shooting on Wednesday morning.
Where were you yourself when the shooting occurred?
I was I just left the gym, morning workout, and I was headed toward the normal Wednesday Bible study and prayer group, and was contacted by my staff to say that the shooting had taken place and that Representative Scalise had been hit. Uh-huh. And that's all we knew. And then in the Bible study group, we had the TV on, and that's when things started to come out. And then I got a call from my chief saying that there was potential that Matt had been shot. And that added to the concern.
Now that you've learned more about the shooter, what are your thoughts about the shooter's motives in the shooting here?
Well, initially, it didn't know. I mean, it could be anything from a terrorist activity to a direct hit on Steve Scalise being a leader in the Republican conference. I didn't know. We just had to wait. And then we began hearing some comments from some of our colleagues who had it ended up being actually true that they talked to this guy. He'd asked the question through the fence as they were leaving to go back to the Capitol. Jeff Duncan and Ron DeSantis being the two, and they said, "Yeah, he asked, is this Republicans or Democrats?"
Right. I should know your fellow Michigan Republican Congressman Jack Bergman. He's already said that he feels the media is complicit in this shooting. Do you agree with him?
I'm not ready to say that. I've heard on both sides of the media spectrum, cable and otherwise, I've heard very strong opinions and language. I've heard some of media personalities make some pretty arrogant and ugly statements at times. But it still comes down to individuals making choices, and I hope that some of those in the media will tone it down, but. We are a big country. We have some strong positions, and we just have to learn how to be strong in those positions, but still remember that each of us are Americans. So I'm not necessarily going to lay that blame, though I certainly like the more middle-of-the-road direct news broadcaster that I grew up hearing, even though we may have known they were Democrat or Republican-leaning. But I'm not ready to say that.
Congressman Tim Walberg with us here on 1320 WILS. And some are even worried about the security of all the folks in Congress now. What kind of security do you have when you're moving around?
Well, we generally don't want to talk about that because then it's not really security, whether we have it or not.
Well, the concern is if Steve Scalise hadn't been there, there would have not been no security. That's what I've heard. Is that likely what would have occurred, that there would have been no security there at all?
Well, most likely at a ball practice, you have guys there that are out away from the Capitol. There was no broadcasting where this practice was taking place. That, I think, will come out how the shooter found out about it, whether there was some grapevine rumors about it that he was in the context he was at. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But they were out there to play ball. They had bats. They had gloves and balls, and though I know some of them have concealed weapons permits that probably back in their district they use, here in D.C. it's a gun-free zone and yet one of the most violent areas in the country, and that may change in the future, but bottom line, that's about as far as I want to go but talking about personal security.
Okay. I mean, are you concerned about your own security?
Oh, we absolutely are. I mean, like probably the majority of my colleagues, we have those concerns both in district and out of district. We certainly have close contact with Capitol Police, Sergeant at Arms, and other law enforcement entities that run down leads, threats, things like that, and also provide security at some of our meetings, like the town halls that I do. I do plenty of those, and we've never had a problem at any of our town halls, but there are some people that just vent, and in most cases, that's all they've done.
Do you feel, with the environment we're in now, do you feel there is more of a threat now than there has been in the past years you've been a congressman?
Well, we've certainly sensed more emotion and more strong statements of opposition than I think I've ever experienced in my 16 years in the state house, and then now almost 9 years in Congress. And I think my colleagues would just say the same. I had one yesterday who said, you know, looking back as a historian, and he was a historian, he says, I don't see any time with more raw emotion than this, except what I have read historically in the lead up to the Civil War. That's why we need to turn this around.
Yeah, well, why do you think that is? Why are people so emotional right now?
Well, I think the election was a huge point in time that many people thought that there was no way in the world that this very unique candidate called Donald Trump, who came directly from out of nowhere, came from the private sector, no governmental experience, and yet the people that voted for him said, we're tired of the status quo, and we're willing to take change in a very significant, unique way. I think the other side thought, no way in the world could this person win. They expected Hillary Clinton to win. She didn't, and it just didn't die down. And when you have resist movement out there, who are very clear, we are going to resist.
What do you expect, Congressman, the reaction to be among you and your colleagues?
Well, I'm hopeful that in the last 2 days now, it has been a much more civil place around here. It has been an open arms place. I've had Democrats with their arms around my shoulders expressing concern for my good friend and former staffer, Matt Mica. They've asked me about him. They've offered their prayers. And then even in committee, I held my subcommittee hearing yesterday, and it was very, very subdued, amicable, and supportive. We had a hearing that was supposed to last 4 hours and last 2 hours.
You think this goodwill will last in Congress, then?
You know, I think it has a better chance of lasting in Congress than maybe any other place, because there are foundations for that already in Congress that many people don't hear about. We have good friends here on both sides of the aisle, and we are a family to some degree, whether we agree or disagree on the issues and policy, yet there is goodwill. But I think even our rhetoric will be toned down to some degree, at least for a while. I think we've seen a tragic event. I don't think of any of my friends on the other side of the aisle that would have wanted anything like that to happen yesterday.
Certainly. Well, one last thing, Congressman. Matt Mica, his condition now, do you have any details on what his condition is?
Yeah, I'm pleased to say, since I visited yesterday at the hospital, he was in critical condition, but he was aware, he was responding, conscious, though on a respirator, and some of his unique feistiness was already showing, which
really
was a good sign to me.
Like what? So, can you tell me?
He was getting a bit frustrated with his dad. His dad wasn't able to read his notes that he was writing. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I joked with his dad. I said, I don't blame you. He couldn't spell anyway. And today I just notified before I came on with you that the hospital has upgraded him from critical to serious. That's a wonderful, wonderful sign. And while he has probably some other surgeries to go through, Matt's a fighter. And I tell you, we thank God that he was spared. None of the bullets hit his heart. And they exited the body as well, and that always ends up a little better than if they don't exit the body. So we're going to keep praying for him. My wonderful friend, colleague, Steve Scalise, we came in together, first, same class. He has an uphill battle to go, but Steve is also a fighter, was a healthy guy, strong guy, and we are praying for the best in his life as well.
And the game goes on tonight, right?
The game goes on tonight, and probably there won't be a member of Congress that misses it, I would guess. And And I think probably rather than having 10,000 people in the stands watching this ball game, you could have double or triple that. So there's been a huge outpouring. And I think as we show that unity amongst diversity, we're hoping that it will also rub off on our constituents, the rest of America, and we can start to come together, even though we have differences of philosophy.
7th District U.S. Congressman Tim Walberg, right here on 1320 WILS. Tim, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, and let's keep going together.